Translation with a purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the conditioned stage, one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insult, fault-finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, anger, and sleep. All of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness. Purport. The actual aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. But there are many hindrances created by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes by combination of Rajagun and Tamagun, the modes of passion and ignorance, and sometimes by the mode of goodness. In the material world, even if one is a philanthropist, a nationalist, and a good man, according to materialistic estimations, these conceptions of life form an hindrance to spiritual advancement. How much more of an hindrance then are hostility, greed, illusion, lamentation, and too much attachment to material enjoyment. To progress toward the target of Vishnu, which is our real self-interest, one must become very powerful in conquering these various hindrances or enemies. In other words, one should not be attached to being a good man or a bad man in this material world. In this material world, so-called goodness and badness are the same because they consist of the three modes of material nature. One must transcend this material nature. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies consist of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, Krishna advises Arjuna. Which one is it verse? The one avoiding the modes? Anybody? You want to give a try? Famous one? Yeah. Yeah. Or is the other one, you know, that one has to transcend them? No, there's another one. All right, I'll surrender. No? Another try? Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nityasattvashto Niryoga Kshema Atvaman. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety. And be established in the Self. This is from the Bhagavad Gita 2:45. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Ardvam gachanti sattvasta. If one becomes a very good person, in other words, if one is in the mode of goodness, he may be elevated to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, if one is infected by Rajagun and Tamagun, he may remain in this world or go down to the animal kingdom. But all of these situations are hindrances on the path of spiritual salvation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kone Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasada Pai Bhakti Ladabij. If one is fortunate enough to transcend all this so-called goodness and badness and come to the platform of devotional service by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru, his life becomes successful. In this regard, one must be very bold so that he can conquer these enemies of Krishna consciousness. Not caring for good and bad, of this world, of this material world, one must boldly propagate Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarina. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a layman can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Vishnu Padai Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Damal Krishna Vaswamini Dinamini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishta Bhutale Shimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shinavadi Paskata Desatarine Vancha Kalpa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Pritana Pavane Vyo Vashnavi Vyo Namo Nama. In the conditioned stage, one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault-finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger and sleep. All of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness. So we could see that from the suggestion of the Srimad Bhagavatam here that we are surrounded by formidable enemies. Now there are two types of attacks that obstacles. These are all this is all contamination that it's generated by the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Someone is in madness, is in ignorance, we could see that that person, it's the characteristic is that he's in madness. Madness means the feeling is asurik, bhava, the feeling of committing sinful activities without knowing that they're forbidden activities. This is the mode of ignorance, and Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, which one is the verse? Pravritim cha, navritim cha, gyanana vidura asura, nasaucham napichacharo, nasatyam teshe vidyate. Demoniac people who are situated in the mode of ignorance, they don't know what to do or what not to do. And because they act like that, there is no cleanliness, nasaucham, napichacharo, nasatyam, there is no truthfulness in them. And they have no knowledge. They don't know what to do, what not, were not to do. So, all these phenomena, like hostility, greed, attachment, lamentation, illusion, fear, as I said before, that there are two types of attacks. It's some from other living entities towards us, and someone is subject to the modes of material nature, and he has an aggro, a grief with you, with any of us, then you must face the enemy of that person. It could be attacking you out of envy, out of illusion, madness, hostility, greed, lamentation, madness, as it is, yeah, false prestige, insult, fault finding, you know. So, and all these things are adibodhika, as we call them. Adibodhika means suffering. Adibodhika is the suffering from other living entities, isn't it? Or is it adhyatmika? No, adhyatmika is suffering from the mind and the, yes. So adibodhika is correct. It's suffering from other living entities. So as long as we are in this material environment, we are all prisoners. Sometimes we think, why am I surrounded by all these things? What I said before, that's the attack from other living entities. But there is also the attack within ourselves. We have to face these enemies within ourselves. So it's not that we are just surrounded by other people with these qualities, that they're prone, you know, to attack you with these things. But the worst enemies are actually within ourselves. Those ones, because if we can conquer all these things within ourselves, then it's easy to conquer or to tolerate the attacks from other living entities. So therefore we are prisoners in this world. You may say that's not just, I haven't done anything wrong. But the body in itself is the prison uniform, made out of material desires. It's made out of so many tendencies, and generates all these things. Either we are victimized by illusion, greed, lamentation, madness, or we are the cause for other people. We inflict this type of suffering to other people and to ourselves. So nobody is innocent. If we were completely innocent, then we wouldn't be here. There was no such a thing like this material body. We would, just like in a prison, if a person is innocent, then he wouldn't be wearing the prison uniform. He wouldn't be there in the first place. Of course, you do find some innocent people in the prison, but still, if they end up in the prison because it's their karma, they maybe feel innocent because they haven't done anything wrong, but the fact itself that they end up in that situation, it's because karma. Karma is the ultimate judger. Maybe it's done, the so-called innocent person has done something in previous lives. So ultimately we don't know what the person has done, but so this is the material environment. As long we act under the three modes of material energy, we are surrounded by all these different attacks, and those are obstacles. Srila Prabhupada calls them entrances for spiritual life, for spiritual advancement. The mode of ignorance, as we said before, brings madness, is characterized by madness. Just like the example is given of in the scriptures of Vrikrasura, I think it was Vrikrasura who got the benediction from Lord Shiva, right? It was Lord Shiva that, if you give me the benediction that whoever head I will touch with my finger, the head will explode. So Lord Shiva was a little bit adamant. He was very reluctant to give such a benediction, but because he was easily pleased by the austerity of Vrikrasura, so he gave it to. But Lord Shiva is the representative of the mode of ignorance. So in whatever boon we get from Lord Shiva, it's accompanied by madness. So this person became completely mad, Vrikrasura, and then he saw the wife of Lord Shiva and he wanted to enjoy his wife. That was the very first thing he wanted to do after receiving the boon. Enjoy the wife of Lord Shiva and kill Lord Shiva. So he tried to touch the head of Lord Shiva. And and Lord Shiva was running everywhere. Then they went to, he took shelter of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu said, don't you know, he told Vrikrasura, don't you know that he's a cheater? He doesn't really give the real thing to people. I think he cheated you. I don't think he gave you that boon because he's not capable to give such a boon. So he said, why don't you try? So you touch your own head and you see that it doesn't work. It doesn't explode. That's the story. That's what I remember. And Vrikrasura being stupid and mad, because madness is also another, the flip side of madness is also stupidity. Stupid and mad, you know, it's the same thing. And he touched his own head and exploded. So, in this way, Lord Shiva was saved by Lord Vishnu. So now, you can see that madness is the epitome, the highest, is generated by ignorance, from ignorance. The mode of passion, you enjoy, the mode of passion brings actually the suffering. Mode of passion brings suffering because we enjoy with a passion, the fruits of this material world, and and passion brings suffering. Just like pride, it brings pride, passion. Like, you know, Lord Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion, and the Hiranyakashipu also, he received a boon from Lord Brahma. But this is actually, that's why Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in one of the kind of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I never understood before why the worship of the demigod is forbidden, until I read that purport, and it made a lot of sense to me that Prabhupada says that every time you achieve something from the demigods, then along with the boon, you get some of their quality. If you worship Lord Shiva, you get the boon, but you also get madness. And if you worship Lord Brahma, who is the representative of the mode of passion, then along with the boon, you become proud. Pride is from the mode of passion. And Hiranyakashipu became proud. Became very proud. And the mode of goodness, it's actually brings humility. But even the mode of goodness, Srila Prabhupada says here that it's also not encouraged to try to be in the mode of goodness. We have to transcend everything. Ignorance, passion and goodness. Because humility is not, okay, is the springboard to situate you on the path of spiritual life. It helps. But also brings a type of attachment, the mode of goodness, that I am a good man. I do so many nice things. I open up hospitals. I give in charity. Now, Srila Prabhupada says that there is not much difference between a good person or a bad person in this world. Because both of them, a good and a bad person, they are not necessarily the candidate to enter the spiritual world. So, of course it's good to be a good person, even if we don't have a knowledge of God. That is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. What's the verse? Naik kashyat krit kashid. What's the verse that by doing good things you can never be overcome by evil? In Greek, you are the Bhagavad Gita expert. Naik kalyana krit kashid durgade tatakachati. That's the one, yeah, thank you. One who is engaged in goodness, in good activities, he can never, Krishna declares to Arjuna, he must fight for me, because it's a good thing to do. So one who is engaged in good things, he can never be overcome by evil. It's a fact, it's the truth. The mode of goodness brings material happiness. That's the reaction you get from it. Ignorance brings madness. Passion brings suffering. And the mode of goodness brings happiness, material happiness, not spiritual. And devotional service brings Krishna prema, gives something which is not to be found, or which is not to be, that cannot be given by the three modes. Love of Godhead is not given even by the mode of goodness, only by devotional service. As Srila Prabhupada says at the end of the purport. So, to be a good person, it's recommended. But, it's good, but it's not enough. It is not the goal of life. The demigods are also good people. But, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness, sometimes, it's not there all the time, it's not consistent. In this material world, we are prone to slip down to the lower modes, namely passion and ignorance. But the demigods, occasionally they are in the mode of goodness, but then they are governed by the mode of passion. And that's why they engage in sensual activities, enjoyment, they have great facility for enjoyment in the heavenly planets. But there is, because they are engaged in these passionate activities, and they are very much fond of sex life, sensual exchange, so therefore they, Prabhupada says, they have to suffer. Suffering comes to them also. In the form of being harassed by the demons. Someone may ask, what is the worst reaction you get in the heavenly planets is actually to be harassed by the demons. Because they engage in sensual activity, that's the reaction they get, Prabhupada says. So, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna. Wherever you go, from the top to the bottom, there are Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. There's these three modes, the 14 planetary systems, the Chatusloka. We are in the middle one, Burloka. Then you have a Bhuvarloka. Then you have the Janaloka, Tapaloka. Then you have the Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. There are so many heavenly planets above us which are governed by the mode of goodness. But still they are influenced by the mode of passion, the demigods. And below us are the planets which are governed by the ignorance. We are also part of passion. We are governed by passion. You have all the Patala Loka, Satala, all those planets that it's a hellish condition. Madness is predominant. So, as long we act under the three modes of material energy, doesn't matter what they are, even the mode of goodness, we can never understand Krishna by being consistently or insistently in the mode of goodness. Ataha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Griyam Indriyani. Because the senses are polluted by the mode of goodness. As long with the dirty senses, we can never understand God. So therefore, that's why Srila Prabhupada suggests for us to embrace and understand this verse, Tragunya, Tragunya Vishaya Veda, Nistragunya Bhagarjuna, Nirdvandvo, Nitya Sattvasto, Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. The Veda mainly deals with the three subjects of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. See, Krishna doesn't say to Arjuna, stay, rise above the ignorance and the passion and stay in goodness. But he says, rise above all the three of them. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety and be established in the self. So, to also be attached to the to be a good person is also no good. It's a good that sometimes to hear people, they speak nice things about you. It's a pleasant to the self, to us, to the false ego, not to the soul. Because the soul is not good, not bad. It's just transcendentally, eternally devotee of Krishna. And if devotees, those who are attached of the mode of goodness, the characteristic are, the attachment is that they like to be seen as a good people. And also bring suffering. Because then, as soon as you are criticized, it pains you. And then Krishna says, in the Gita, one was experienced honor. Dishonor is worse than death, right? So you are a good person, you are attached to be a good philanthropic, but then you enjoy the glorification, the reputation for being a good person. Even if you are attached to religion, to morality, to do good things, to be charitable, kind, to be merciful, actually, all these things, they have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. We may do these things to impress other people, the people, all the prisoners of this world. Okay, good behavior, you know, it brings you some tokens, some good behavior with other people. It doesn't mean that will exonerate you from the prison sentence, from the years that you are supposed to serve, but it will diminish. Instead of than 20 years, then they'll see your behavior in the prison with other living, other comrades, then they will escalate the sentence to 15 years or maybe 12. So it's, the mode of goodness is a bit like that. It will help us to reduce the staying in this material world and to connect, hopefully to connect to the good fortune. Like Prabhupada says here at the end, unless we encounter this Brahmanda Brahmite, Gonya Bhagavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasad, Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So someone is in the mode of goodness and he never comes in contact with the Guru, mercy of the Guru and Krishna, then what's the use to remain in goodness? Still, he has to stay forever in this world. And as I said before, the mode of goodness also brings suffering. I experienced it myself. Very, how do you say? Very strongly. There is a word in English that doesn't come in my mind. But anyway, I've always been attached to be moral and to do the right thing. But then, at some point, you know, I've been defamed. That's fine. But that's what Krishna wants me to go through. Sometimes we have to be detached from being a good person. Actually, the realization I got out of it is that at the end, when you go through a heavy test, you haven't done something and you are accused for doing something very bad. So that brings a lot of suffering to a good person. But the suffering comes because, like Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Purport, the attachment. The mode of goodness also brings attachment to be a good person. You are attached to your reputation. And you don't want anybody to defame you. So as long you are attached, then the defense mechanism is there. You are impelled or you are compelled to be defensive and to become a bad person if someone attacks you. Then you don't like it to be defamed, to be criticized. It happened many times, a sandly person who likes to be insulted. Even I've seen sannyasi being hurt. Even Krishna himself, he doesn't like the insult. But of course Krishna is, it's all spiritual, his behavior. Like Hiranyaksha. In fact, Krishna says, I like more when a demon insults me than an impersonalist is chanting the Vedic hymns and is having a very pure life, not engaged in sinful activities. Why? Because the impersonalist is completely ignoring Krishna, but a demon is addressing him with bad words. Like Hiranyaksha called him so many names. You are a hog. When he met the incarnation of Krishna in the form of a boar, he insulted him very badly, if you read in the first canto. But it's very interesting that the law, and Prabhupada says in the Purport, nobody likes to be insulted. When someone is good, but of course the Lord, anything he does, good or bad, is all good. But there is no fault in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like yesterday was, the point was raised. Why is unjust? Why Balaram, who is God, he protect someone like Duryodhan, is vouching for him, is saying that he's a, you know, the, Bhima was unjust and was irreligious to hit him on below the thighs. But then Krishna made him understand. It's not that it made him understand, but reminded him the behavior of Duryodhan, how much inflicted suffering that he created for the Pandavas. But the point is that good and bad in the pastimes of the Lord, it's all good. There is always a reason behind it. Why Karna was unjustly rejected by his mother. He was the first son of the Pandavas. And he was disowned by the Pandavas. He had to be grown, he was grown up with some chariot servants. And he was denied the kingdom that was rightly his. He was older than Yudhishthira. So many times devotees, they're perplexed why he had to go through that. Why Krishna, he favored the Pandavas and not Radeya. But there is also a pastime from a previous lives that he deserved that type of situation because in previous lives he did something very bad. So there is always a reason behind things. But so very often, if the Lord tells us to do something bad for His pleasure, we should do it. There is always a reason. It's all the activities of Krishna, pavitram idam uttamam, they are pure and they are the best, and nobody can understand them. He may ask Arjuna to kill everybody's relatives, but it appears to be a very bad thing, but there is a reason we may not understand. But Krishna, he knows all the previous activities, previous lives of all these warriors. And he always does, gives what we deserve accordingly. And karma is a just mechanism. And the providence of the Lord is even more perfect than karma. So sometimes, like Parashuram, he was told by his father to behead the mother and the brothers. And he did it immediately, without considering good or bad. There is a reason. There was a reason, the pastime behind it. And sometimes the so-called pious activity, the good activity, these instructions is given by a demon, someone who is selfish, doesn't know what to be done and what not to be done. We may think we are doing the right thing, but actually it could be, we can get implicated into karma. So it's very, intricated. Akunta Medase, the mentality of a pure devotee and the mentality of Krishna cannot be checked. The brain of Krishna cannot be checked by anybody. He may behave in a way, the Lord, that apparently people they think is irreligious, immoral. So many wives. He killed so many demons. But because we don't have a knowledge, we are in ignorance. Ignorance means we've been ignoring the truth of the Vedas. If we study properly and we understand the Lord, Vedascha Sarvera Hamima Vedya, Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham, if we understand through the eyes, through the media of knowledge, the activities and the pastimes and the nature and the birth of the Lord, then you see there is no fault there. And then we understand everything, the truth as it is. And he's always, Krishna always lives with this principle of that even Mahatma Gandhi, he was holding it as a flag. Satyam Graham. The supreme truth, truthful and the supreme truth and fairness. Graham is fairness, isn't it? Satyam Graham. So these are the principles of Krishna, that he always lives by these two principles. He's the absolute truth and he's the supreme fair. He's very fair in everything with his devotees, with the conditioned souls, with everybody. So nobody really can judge him or condemn him. So anyway, this is just a few little things from the Srimad Bhagavatam that we discussed. And if there is any questions or any additional points or disagreement, you're welcome to. We've got a few minutes. Yes, Indrish.